Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know that our hosts sometimes send charts they're talking about directly to the Radio Plus app? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
He is the former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, policy advisor to Goldman Sachs and Bloomberg LP, board member Arthur Levitt. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
A project of yours, you've gotten nowhere, you failed. William Cohen writing up in Bloomberg View about the municipal bond business and just trying to straighten out how Wall Street communicates with municipalities around the company. Give us an update.
It's a bad business. It's bankers and investment bankers from all over America and small brokerage firms calling on municipalities all over America and cultivating that business by offering them campaign contributions or other forms of commercialized bribery.
So if I am a given major Manhattan bank and I go into a relatively small community, pick your Midwest state, I can offer them a campaign contribution?
What they'll ask you for is to take a ticket to a political dinner of one kind or another. Then you'll get on a list. It's still going on out there, and if it's not the individual, it's an advisory firm. The various prohibitions against pay-to-play work in part, but it's become more subtle in terms of undermining the process.
This is what happened in Orange County, California a few years ago, right, Arthur?
Yes.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was right after the Atlantic Ocean parted, Brazil parted from
Africa.
It's
happening all over America.
Yeah, but Arthur, seriously, I mean, Bill Galvin's been doing this in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for years. Are you saying there's been no change in municipal finance regulation and ethics since the Secretary of State of Massachusetts put a bunch of people in jail?
No, I think there has been change. I think the SEC passed various rules in the 90s. I think the firms are much more discreet in terms of how they do it. But business is business. And unfortunately, the kinds of people who award that business in small municipalities are paid very little money. And they know very little about the new sophisticated devices to invest in municipal markets. As a result of that, they're easy prey for banks and bankers who don't necessarily pass them bags of money. I don't think that's what's going on. But they're selling them products that they don't understand and shouldn't be buying. And they are participating in the political process in much more subtle ways than ever before.
Arthur, are we going to see more Stockton, California's, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania's?
Yeah, I think we probably will. But that's not to say that every municipal bond, every bondholder of municipalities throughout the nation is going to lose all their money. There'll be various workouts. Maybe the paybacks the redemptions will be slower, but we will see more bankruptcies. I don't think that people should go sell their municipal bonds. I think that's
right.
An overstatement, but I certainly would be buying guaranteed bonds, full faith and credit bonds, not the bonds
right.
of the local football stadium.
Let's have a distinguished career for many decades. This in the case of Mr. Agius at Lazard Frere. Let's go get a job at Barclays doing what chairmen do. Wow. Vince Farrell and John Manley this morning, Arthur, mince no words that Mr. Dimon should step down at Barclays after the chairman stepped down. Should Bob Dimon step down?
I said this last Friday. I say it again today. Yes, this goes so much to the heart of the process. A situation where that rate has been taken almost as a right, an absolute, unchangeable right. And to violate that, something that people had believed in, is so serious that the buck stops right at the top. I think that Dimon certainly can't escape the responsibility for being at the head of the firm while they were messing around with that rate.
And this is Robert Diamond, so there's no confusion. D-I-A-M-O-N-D of Barclays. This is not to be compared with James Diamond, D-I-M-O-N, of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Right. Arthur, let me get back to municipal finance here, because nobody paid a lot of attention to public employee union contracts until, you know, the financial crisis, and that's behind a lot of the municipal problems we see around the country.
Yes, it certainly is.
Are we going to see a sea change here? Are unions have to give some of this back?
Yes, I believe we will. I think a great example for that is taking place in Rhode Island, where the state treasurer has been able to extract from the unions a complete rewrite of their contracts, and all of those new contracts are coming with changes, and I think that will happen in municipalities throughout the country. The unions are being much more realistic about this. They have to, because they don't want to face the kind of bankruptcies or the kind of state legislative actions which can be even more onerous. We're going to see that all over America. The population is weary of the extravagant retirement benefits that many union members are receiving. And that's the feeling that's out there. And that's playing out by the union's greater receptivity to making changes, certainly insofar as new employees are concerned, and even existing contracts are being modified.
And now that it is July, folks, we go where we need to go. We speak to Bloomberg surveillance fish expert Arthur Levitt. Arthur, what do the fish do in the heat?
Oh, the fish love the heat.
They love the heat.
Yeah.
What do they go up or down in the ocean? You're out there by statue. I get the binoculars out of my manse. This is the, like you said, Ken, you put your key in the door and you break a window.
Yeah,
so I'm up in my manse on the 60th floor. I can see Arthur off the Statue of Liberty fishing. What do the fish do?
Generally speaking, the fish go down when it's very, very hot. They don't come up to the surface as much. The water's cooler down below.
Arthur, take care of yourself in this heat, please. This is tough stuff out there. Stay under the awning.
A great holiday.
And you too, Arthur Levitt. Thank you so much. He is a Bloomberg LP board member, former chairman of the SEC. See, I love our mail on Arthur. It's 50-50. They hate him. They love him. That's ecumenical.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.